opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Another episode here at the Mite Radio Show here at www.mitebroadcastddb.com. Welcome to another episode, another show. As we continue to teach kingdom truths that are changing and transforming our community, our neighborhood, our nation. Hey, listen, I'm not your plain old preacher. I'm here to bring you kingdom principles, bring you the truth, regardless of what your political affiliation is, no matter if you got partisan politics, no matter if you're a child of God, been going to church, whatever that is, for the next been 60 or 70 years. Hello, Cassandra Ramirez. Miss you so much. Also, welcome to Mite Live. This is going to be a great show, great teaching. Get your Bible, get your notebook, get your iPad. And I need you to join in to help Reverend McDuffie. I need everybody giving and supporting. Hello, Cassandra, I need your help. LQ, you already know. I'm asking everybody, 14 more people to sow a $100 seed to help us towards our community center. We started out at $2,300. That amount gets me into the doorway and gets me in to get the ball rolling. So that's a very minuscule amount of money. And we need people to join in. Rosetta Robinson, Pastor Sharon, Rashima, I need everybody joining in and helping us today. So hopefully, prayerfully, that many of you feel stirred to move in to sow a seed today. I'll be in the Essex County area within the next half hour, like around 3:30. If you live in the Newark area, I'll stop by at the probably around 4:30 or 5 o'clock, and I'll receive the seed, and I pray with you. The Cash App is wide open. You can also, of course, use Western Union. If you're interested in being one of the 14 to sow a $100 seed, please inbox me or post me. And if you're not afraid to post publicly, and I pray for you right in front of my audience and join our faith with you. I want to talk a little bit more about faith in the kingdom. Faith in Christ in the kingdom. Faith in Christ in the kingdom. Not faith in positivity, not faith in politics, not faith in what makes you feel good, not faith in psychology or biology. Faith in and through Christ Jesus and how the kingdom functions and how the kingdom operates. Good afternoon to Pastor Sharon. Good afternoon to President Christopher V. Johnson, Chrissy Kids, the Boss Ministry. She'll be calling in today at 2:40 as I interview her about 15 minutes as we continue to push Chrissy Kids as the Project Takeover site in Washington, D.C. And as you know, I am pushing ministry all over the nation. I have a church service this Sunday at 9:30, my regular Mighty Sons of God church service. And then I got a 12 o'clock service with Grace, Will and Grace Ministries at 12. I know we said 1:30. I had to change it to 12 o'clock because I have another appointment at 3 o'clock. So I got a very busy Sunday. But keep me in your prayers. Let's pray and get into this word. I do have a word that speaks to today's society, what's going on. And I want to continue to train the saints how to be smart, how to be wise. And don't reach for the okey-doke. Don't be hoodwinked. Don't be tricked. You're going to figure out today that the kingdom of God is prevailing. It's winning. It's doing some awesome things. But it might be offensive to your political career. It might offend you because it might not be your political candidate. It might not be part of your party, but it is the party of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the only true and living party. Let's pray for the word today. Lord God, we thank you that you're the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're the Father of all glory, and you give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes are enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches of the inheritance that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to usward, because we believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this cosmos, but the one which is to come, which is your body that fills all in all. And God the Father took Jesus' name and put it over all names, and we're in him and he's in us, in Jesus' name, amen. Giving honor to Christ, Jesus, my family, Brother Robbie, our engineer, to those of you who are watching and listening, this is a great day to be alive. I started something out this morning at AI 237 about how faith operates, and I want to bring it a little bit closer here on Mite Live Radio and also here at the Mite Radio Show here at www.mitebroadcastddv.com. And I went to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. I'm going to read that to you. And this is what it says. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then verse 2 says, for by it the elders obtain a good report. Verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. And the word of God is Christ Jesus. He put the frame around the product. So that things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. I don't know why the Bible speaks in reverse. Just simply say things were seen came out of things that were invisible. Okay, but anyway, that God wrote the word, not me. Verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his transition he had his testimony that it pleased God. Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, I want to talk about faith in Christ Jesus, faith in the kingdom, because I've been watching believers on TV, reading social posts, looking at social media. I really believe that a lot of the saints' faith fluctuate according to their political politics. They really would let go of the word of God to exalt a political candidate. And they won't even look at the word of God to see, do your values and your issues even matter? It doesn't even matter if someone is saying something that's contrary to the word of God. If that is your guy or if that's your woman, you are all out for them, but you're not even holding them accountable to kingdom principles, because we got faith in the wrong thing. We got faith in politics. We got faith. I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. You know, I'm a liberal. I'm a conservative, you know, and funny, because really faith is like a plug that God gave to everybody, and you got to make sure you put the plug in the right hole. You got to stick the plug in the right socket, 120 volts. You got to stick the plug in the right socket, and when you get the right plug, which is faith, and you place it into the right person in the right kingdom, then the thing functions like it's supposed to. Here's our famous word, Sister Crystal, WUK, W-U-K, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Wisdom deals with application, understanding deals with awareness, and K is knowledge, deals with acquisition or the acquiring of information. Understanding is knowing how something functions, and wisdom is applying what you know wisely, applying what you know skillfully. And when you have this word working, you'll be able to understand how the kingdom of God functions. And I didn't say go to church. I didn't say shout all day and just scream and make a lot of noise. I'm saying where there is a system that works, well, God will reward you because you stick with the system long enough. Now, people read Hebrews chapter 11. I said that this morning, but I'm going to repeat it for those who are watching this for the very first time. We like to take portions of scriptures out of the Bible and then make it fit what we want to make it to fit. We don't want to leave the Bible in its total contextual setting. We'll just pick things out and use what we want to use to help benefit us. And that was one of the mistakes, or one of the known things that the Jewish leadership of Jesus' day that the Jews did wrong. They will only pick out the scriptures that help to empower what they want to do. But when Christ came to bring the fullness to the scriptures, he kept saying stuff like this to them. He kept saying, well, listen, your Bible, your Old Testament, your Torah, the first five books, all spoke of me. David pointed to me. Abraham pointed to me. Moses pointed to me. Now that I show up to bear the truth, now you reject me because I don't come in the package that you like. I told you, it's faith in Christ and faith in the kingdom system. And once you get used to putting faith in Christ and the faith in the kingdom system, you're going to realize that people come and go. People have titles. They get elected. After a while, some dies. God removed. Make sure you stick with the kingdom and the principles, and stick closer to the kingdom principles as much as possible, because people come and go. That's when you pray for people in authority. You pray for their title. The Bible says pray for kings and pray for people in authority. The word kings means someone that's elected to a position, someone that has been chosen, someone that's been appointed to a position of authority. It's our job as kingdom citizens to operate in kingdom, which means pray for them, not just your candidate. You know, don't just pray for someone because they're a Democrat. Don't just pray for someone because they're Republican or they're conservative or they're liberal or they're independent or they belong to the Tea Party. When you pray like that, your prayers are partisan. They're not full of faith. They're only full of what you want it to be, because that's your God, that's your woman. But that might not be the one that God has chosen. And God don't choose perfect candidates. He chooses available candidates that fit according to his will and purpose that benefits the body of Christ. Keep in mind, God is all about the body of Christ first. Now, that might sound like discrimination, but in the biblical sense, God does move through the church. The church is his arm. It is his eye. It is his head. It is his leg. It's his feet and toes in the earth. So when God wants to move, he moves through the church. If God wants to rule and reign over the world or rule and reign over a state or a globe or a nation, he has to do it through a church. And I'm not talking about church in the corner. I'm talking about the body of Christ. Someone supposed to yield themselves to Christ so God can flow through them. It doesn't mean that they're perfect. It means that they're forgiven. All right, don't confuse forgiven with perfect. And the word perfect also does not mean without spot or stain. The word perfect also means to be matured. So when you start praying for other saints and praying for other people, it doesn't mean they're as perfect as you think you are. You're just asking God to extend mercy and grace to cover them. As we like to sing the famous song, he looks beyond my fault and saw my need. And it's amazing how church folk will sing that, but they only want the song to apply to them. They don't want the song to apply to other freaks like your enemies, folk that did you wrong, white folks that you call blue-eyed devils, you know, or dark folk that you call Negroids or another word we use. So we have a real strange thing when it comes to us as believers. We're quite partisan. We don't want to give our prayers to people that we hate and can't stand. I realize when you pray for your enemies and pray for folk that can't stand you, God can flip the script and God can shut them down. And God sometimes can remove them and sometimes God can kill them. And I know folks want to hear that. God does not murder, but he does kill. Acts would talk about that. Ananias and Sapphira, church folk died in church. Herod the king was struck and the worms ate him. Read it. Read it. It's in your Bible. I tell you, and we like to always give this little nice mess that God don't get angry. There's no retaliation. God is love. God is grace. Yeah, but God also knows how to take revenge. God knows how to wipe out your enemies, or God knows how to transform them. So don't be asking God to show mercy and grace to you, and God can't show mercy and grace to the other folks that's in your family or to even your enemies. Pray for those that do you wrong. All right, don't strike out. Don't treat them the same way they treat you. Go above it. When we get to Hebrews chapter 11, it's a famous scripture that I heard folk preach all the time. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then they skip over verse 2 and they go to verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. And they skip over verse 3 and they go right to verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, when we read that scripture, right, and it depends on who you're sitting under, who you're watching on Facebook, or who teaching you, we have an assumption, and we believe that that scripture means I'm claiming a house, I'm claiming a car, God would give me the desires of my heart, and whatever I claim it, I can have it, because my faith gives me what I want, and God is this, and God is that. And it sounds right until you back up and start reading Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews 10 leads you into Hebrews 11. So you can't really get to the full understanding of chapter 11 until you understand chapter 10. If you understand chapter 10, you can understand chapter 11. So I don't know why church folks, why people will take out chunks out of the Bible and then go find one of the scripture and then take it out and make it sound the way you want it to make it sound. The whole book of Hebrews, I said this earlier, I'm going to say it again, speaks to this. There were Jews who gave their lives to Christ Jesus. They began to receive him as their Lord and Savior. They called Jesus Christ their God, their King, their ruler. And they entered into this thing called the body of Christ or the church. And what happened was, at this time, the name of the organization was called The Way. Because Jesus says in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through me. That's a bold statement. Not quite political. It's not like you're planning to run for an office, because he definitely won't get no too many votes doing that. He says, whatever y'all doing, whatever way you're trying to get to God, the only way to God is through me. So if you try to come some other way, you're a thief and a robber. And you can't tell me that you're just Jewish and born Jewish. You got an extra seat right next to God. It don't work like that. You got to come through the lordship of Christ Jesus. And what happened were the Jews that were calling on Jesus' name entered into salvation, and they started going to the corporate worship service. And guess what a worship service was in people's homes and houses, Angel and Sheree? It was inside of the temple. There was meeting in temples, Jewish temples, and meeting in homes. These was the church, the ecclesia, not the church we have in America on the corner where it's big building with 1,000, 10,000 people. That was moving. That was having church service house to house, temple to temple, and they call it the gathering of the saints, or the church that gather or unified together. And there were Jews and Gentiles coming together worshiping Christ. But here's the problem. When the persecution hit Andrea Carwell, I need some help today. I need some seed today. Angel, I need seed today. Sharia, I need seed today. I need everybody to go to the Cash App, support Pastor Mike. I'm going after this community center. I need 14 people to sow $100 seed. People are helping me out. Join in with this. I'm asking everybody, join in with me today. Everybody, move in Jesus' name. So a lot of times, when the Jews gave their life to Christ Jesus, at first it seemed nice. The Spirit of God came upon you. You had that good feeling, that goosebump. The Holy Ghost came on you. You got filled with the Holy Ghost. You spoke in tongues. You're all deep. You felt the presence of God until the persecution hit, until Saul-like people start chasing you, until they start grabbing you and throwing you to the lions. And then when they start chasing after you and persecuting you and taking away your goods and kicking you out the Jewish temple and kicking you out and taking away your Jewish ATM card. And all of a sudden, a lot of the Jews kept saying, you know what? I don't want to follow Christ anymore. And they start quitting and leaving and going back to the old Jewish system. Now, what the writer does in the book of Hebrews is training and equipping the Jewish Christians. Don't go back to the old system because you're wasting time. I don't care if you're under afflictions or persecutions or you're under stress. Don't leave Christ. Keep gathering. Come to the local church. Don't quit. Don't leave your pastor. Don't leave the prophet. Stick with it because eventually it'll work together for you. So people go right to Hebrews 11 verse 1. They start claiming houses and homes and husbands and wives and riches and glory. But when you read the contextual scripture, he's not talking about really prosperity and houses and homes. He's talking about take your faith and plug it into Christ Jesus and learn how to live your life according to the kingdom of God. Because Christ Jesus poured out the promise, which is the Holy Ghost that contained access to the kingdom of God. And when you discover Christ as your Lord and Savior, I give you access into the third, second heaven, and will impact the first heaven. But you must be willing to stick with me no matter the opposition and the pressure. That's why in Hebrews 10 comes before Hebrews chapter 11. You will never understand Hebrews chapter 11 until you understand Hebrews 10. If you go to Hebrews 10 verse 1, look what the author says. He says, for the law having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things can never with these sacrifices which they offer year by year continually make the comers therefore perfect. Verse 2 of Hebrews 10. For then would they not have ceased to be offered because that the worshipers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins? Verse 3, but in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. They had to do this every year. And verse 4 says this, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins. Now, why is that verse there? Because there were Jews of old that tried to continue the system of keep bringing bulls of lambs and goats to the temple to take away their sins. And the Hebrew writer is saying, it don't take it away. It only covers it for a time and for a year. You're going to come back and repeat the same thing all over again. This system is dying out. It's not going to be here long. It's in the middle of a transition. And you got the keys. You got Christ. You got the kingdom. You're in the church. Stick with the program. Now, faith. See, faith is in Christ. Verse 6 says, and burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, God really has no pleasure. It's not, God didn't have any pleasure in killing animals. It was something that God did temporarily to cover the sin so we can have an ability to come before God. Look at verse 7. Now he starts talking about Jesus. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son. Verse 8. Above, when he said sacrifices and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin, you would not, neither have pleasure therein, which are offered by the law, the Torah, the Old Testament. Verse 9, then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first that he might establish the second. Listen to me, Pastor Kevin Greenwood. Listen to me, Sister Andrea Carwell. He taketh away the first that he might establish the second. He takes away the first Adam, he might bring the second Adam. He takes away the old Jewish type of worship to bring in the new Israel type of worship. He took away the Old Testament coming to God. Now here comes the New Testament coming to God. We take away the law and we fulfill it, and we bring in the grace that empowers you to keep the law through Christ. You know how I'm making it? See, so we take away the first to establish the second. So if you Jews going to quit on the church and go back to the first, it's not going to be there much longer. As a matter of fact, in the book of Matthew chapter 24, Jesus gives a prophetic word that within 40 years, the whole temple will be torn down. So whatever you guys are running back to, within a generation, it won't even be there. It will be nothing to go to. So stick with Christ. Stick with the kingdom. Put your faith in Christ and keep it plugged into the kingdom. And if you stick with it long enough, God will reward you. That means you diligently seek God. He will reward you. Jesus is being spoken by here in Hebrews chapter 10. Look at this. 10:10. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. I taught a sermon a long time ago about prepare me a body, and God took Christ and put it inside a body called Jesus, so that the Christ, which is invisible, can be inside of the body of Jesus, which is visible. So God took the invisible, put it in the visible, on top of the visible, to represent the invisible. Or God took the unseen, put it in the seen, on top of the seen, to change the seen by the unseen. All right, so he took that and dropped it inside so you can see who God is in the flesh, who is Christ. Verse 11, and every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But then he talks about Jesus. Verse 12, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down, sound like Medea, sat down on the right hand of God. Verse 13, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Verse 15. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he had said that before. Look at verse 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and their minds will I write them. He's talking about, we're not going to just try to keep the Torah on the stone tablet. We're going to take the spirit of the law and put it inside your spirit and your mind. We're going to supernaturally take the finger of God and write it on your mind and your heart. We're going to go on your eye gates, your ear gates, your heart gates, and write the Torah on your heart as if you kept the law through Christ Jesus. And look at verse 17. I want to scream when I read verse 17, Hebrews 10:17. And your sins and your iniquities will I remember no more. So through Christ Jesus, your sins and your iniquities are taken away. These promises belong to those that really believe that Christ Jesus is Lord and Savior. When you step into that thing, your sins and iniquities are taken away. Look at verse 18. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin, which means that we don't need a bull, a goat, a lamb, we need nothing else, because once Christ's blood was poured out, your sins are remitted or taken away totally. So there's no use to going back to bulls and goats. So how are you going to quit the church and go back to the temple and start offering sacrifices? That system don't even work no more. I'm not doing that no more. I don't live in that place no more. I live in the hearts of born-again men. I'm teaching something. So he goes on to verse 20 and says this. This is very important, verse 20. I got 1 minute before the break. Look at verse 20. It says, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God. Look at this. And having a high priest over the house of God. And keep in mind earlier, if you read Hebrews, we are the house of God. Keep that in mind. The body of Christ is the house of God. I'm going to scare some of y'all. In my Father's house are many mansions. He's talking about the body of Christ. He dwells in us. We dwell in him. Not talking about some heaven way up someplace. In my Father's house are many mansions or many rooms. And I dwell in you. You dwell in me. For having a high priest over the house of God. Jesus Christ is over the house of God. The house of God is the body of Christ, the church. And Jesus is the head. And God put him over the house. And God is the head over the house. Verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. I'm going to come back to verse 22 and 23, and I'm going to switch gears. You've been listening to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. Let's come back for a commercial break.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, we're back. Welcome back, of course, to www.mybroadcastddv.com. And this is the day the Lord has made, and we're in the second half of our show. And I've been talking about faith in the kingdom, faith in Christ, faith in the kingdom, and not in people. And you better learn, and President Crystal said the best, their dysfunction becomes their normal. I'm showing you that if you don't work the system, if you put your faith in the wrong thing, you're going to be sorely disappointed. Now watch this. Excuse me. In Hebrews 11, verse 23, because of the time, I want to get this thing. I got Sister Krista calling in at about 2:40. He says, let us hold fast the confession or profession of our faith without wavering. For he, that means Christ Jesus, is faithful, that promise. He promised you deliverance. He promised you salvation. He promised to heal you. He promised to make you whole. And don't be telling me about what folks did, what folks said about you, and what they talked to you about, Herbert Fields. You got to hold on to the confession of your faith. Now, people thought that meant, I claim a car, I claim a house, I claim a wife, I claim a husband. That's not what he's saying. Holding on to the profession of faith is hold on to your belief in Christ. Hello, Shalane Smith, one of my spiritual daughters. Hold on to the kingdom. Hold on to Christ. Why let go of Christ and let go of the kingdom based on people? That you're an idiot. You don't let go of the truth because somebody is a lie. You hold on to the truth. You hold on to the kingdom. That's what it means in Hebrews 11, verse 23. Hold on to the confession of your faith without wavering. Don't quit. Don't bend. Don't bow. If you're committed, stay committed. If you're tithing, keep tithing. If you're sowing seed, keep sowing. Don't waver. Don't quit. Don't let go. Then he tells you in verse 24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Look at verse 25. Here's your church services. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What day? The day is going to come when the temple is going to be burned to the ground. So there's a time schedule between there and about 40 years where the temple that everybody worshiped, that temple built by King Herod, will come to the ground. Burn to the ground. Will no longer be there. And that day is approaching. But in the meantime, gather together. Worship Christ from house to house, from temple to temple, and stick with the kingdom. Stick with the system. Don't let go of Christ to go back to the old Jewish form of worship because your family and your friends can't stand you. That's the dumbest move in the world. To see a Moss and Pastor Sharon and Minister Nikki. That's the dumbest thing in the world. To let go of your kingdom values to appease people. That's dumb. Dumb. Super dumb. Dumb on steroids. And then he says in verse 26, church folk don't teach this. But if we sin willfully that we have received, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins. Now, I've seen folks take this script out of context and make it homosexuality, fornication, whoremongering, lying. That had nothing to do with it. The sin he's referring to in verse 26 is to have Christ. Know Christ is the truth and the bomb diggity, Jamie, my love. But it's not. You have the truth. You know Christ is real. You got filled with the Holy Ghost. You speak in tongues. You see the power of God. And you decide to walk away from it because it's uncomfortable from the persecution from your Jewish friends and family. So people willingly walked away from Christ and went back to the old form of worship. They rejected Christ publicly. And that's why in verse 26, if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins. So what happened to these individuals? It's very simple. Read the next verse. 27 says, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. Now, is that in your Bible? Now, for some of y'all folk who love to talk about grace and mercy, this scripture comes after the resurrection of Christ. So there is a side of God that's judgment, there's fire, and there's wrath. And the wrath is against those individuals that know that Christ is the truth and he is King and Lord, and you still willfully fight against the church. God says, you're going to burn, baby. Read it. He's going to strike. He says, so don't get mad at your folks. Don't allow folks to make you quit, make you walk away, make you give up, that you're just as dumb as everybody else. Don't do that. The more they attack you, hold on stronger. The more they talk about you, don't let it go. The more they quit on you, keep on going. The more they say it won't work, stick with it. That's what that's what it means to diligently seek him. God is and a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Then you got to stay with it. You got to stay with it. 28 of Hebrews 10 says, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. And then he says in verse 20, now look what it says. Of how much more sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy, who have stepped under the foot of the Son of God, have counted the blood of the covenant, look, the blood of Jesus, wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and have done despite unto the spirit of grace. You frustrate grace. All this grace, all this stuff poured out, and you look Christ Jesus in the face, know it's the truth, and willfully say, I choose not to believe you. So you choose to have unbelief, take the belief off, and then go back to the old system. He said, that sin will not be forgiven. You walk away from Christ, you don't want to serve him, then you reject him after having the truth, then that will not be forgiven. That's the unpardonable sin. The rejection of Christ after having the truth. To say, he's not Lord, he's not Savior, he's not my master, he's not my president. I'm sorry, y'all. He's not my Savior, he's not my Lord. You're going to choose what he's not. He said here, that's a dangerous place to be because you're frustrating the spirit of grace. Verse 30 says, for we know him that have said, vengeance belongeth unto me, and I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. He's talking about, stop trying to fight your enemies. Guys, I know who my people are. And woe be unto them that fight you. Then don't be I'm not going back to church. I'm quitting. I'm no longer going to the service tomorrow. I stay with him. That's not how it works. Put faith in Christ and faith in the kingdom. We got our phone call coming. It's my spiritual daughter. I want y'all to listen to this because I got something to brag about this woman of God. All right, you're on the air. You're on www.mybroadcastddv.com and also on my radio. Who's on?
Hi, I'm Pastor McDuffie. Good afternoon. This is Crystal Johnson.
All right. This is President Crystal. She's the president of my social media outreach. I'm so glad for her. Thank God for your leadership of M318 and for the great things you're doing. And we're just so glad to have our president online. This woman of God has been such a blessing to my family, myself, KOM. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. Crystal, tell some great things. What's going on, girl? This is your commercial. And I'm bragging about the work you're doing in Baltimore. We started a project takeover site in Baltimore. And Crystal is taking it to another level. Chrissy Kids. Boom Ministries. Oh my God. Update us. What's going on, Sister Crystal?
Okay, well, today, it starts at 3 o'clock, but we already have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people here already. And it starts at 3 o'clock. Well, 8. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. We have 8 children here already, and it starts at 3 o'clock, but they're just so excited about it. Today, we're having the Easter party. We have an Easter egg hunt, and we're getting ready to come to New Jersey. But being that we're celebrating Easter, we're celebrating it so early because we're coming to New Jersey August 11th, me and a handful of us. April 11th, I'm sorry. April 11th, we're coming to New Jersey. We're having a Chrissy Kid barbecue where we'll have, we're going to be relating scriptures to songs. And we're going to talk about things like suicide, bullying, depression, and that type of thing. We'll have a tacky challenge, and we'll be giving away prizes, awards, and such. While we're up there, we're going to your bowling party. While we're up there, we're going to have a movie party where we're going to do the same thing on a smaller scale. So we're really excited about it. So this is our last Chrissy Kids in D.C., Pastor, not Baltimore. Baltimore's about an hour and a half away from us. And and that's it. You keep saying that, but, you know, I'll keep correcting you.
Thank you so much. Right.
And we're just here, and we're excited. We're waiting, and that's it.
Wow. So exactly, Chrissy, how can we help you out? What do you need? Tell everybody what we need here, what you need.
We need everything. As far as the barbecue, if you sowing seed is the best way to help us. It's the absolute best way to help us is by sowing seed because we have to buy everything. I don't have a sponsor since we are just starting, but sowing seed is the best way. It doesn't matter how little it is. It doesn't matter how much it is. Also, I had a couple people say they wanted to donate actual food. If you're one of those people that want to donate, like hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken, whatever it is, inbox me, and I'll let you know just how to do that. Tackies, we need tackies because we're looking forward to a huge tacky challenge in New Jersey. And just everything. We need everything, but we're so excited about it. And I have some kids here that we want to talk a little bit. Do we have any time, Pastor?
Yes, you do. Yes. Just speak real loud. I'm going to ask brother, my engineer, turn this, turn the sound a little bit in the booth a little louder. And And can you hear it, Minister Jay? How can you hear that, Minister Jay? I got you on Mike Live.
Can you hear me?
And we got you on Mike Live, and we also have you on, of course, www.mikebroadcastddv.com. Minister Jay, how's it sounding on Mike Live? How are you coming through on Mike Live clear?
Can you hear me on Mike Live?
Yeah, I hear you. Yes, I'm posting because Jamie one time said we couldn't hear, so I put I put my earphones right by the Mike Live phone here. So go right ahead.
Okay, is that better?
That's better. Yeah, go.
Okay, yeah. We're celebrating Easter today. We're celebrating Easter today, so I don't want to take the focus too much off Easter. But everybody, I have 7 kids here in front of me. Somebody tell me why we celebrate Easter really quickly, really quickly. I want a little one. Go ahead. He's brand new. This is his first time to Chrissy Kids. Chrissy Kids. What's your name, baby?
Ryan.
Real loud.
My name is Ryan.
And why do we celebrate Easter?
Because the day Jesus had resurrected from the dead.
That's the day he resurrected from the dead. And if he did that, do you think he's weak?
No.
Huh? Louder, what? Is he weak?
No!
Oh, okay, okay. So if you believe in Christ, then do you have power?
Yes!
Power to do what, you think?
To take over the world.
All right, take over the world.
There we go. Take over the world. I like it.
Chrissy
I like
Kids.
It. And we'll be doing more of that in a little. Okay, I see hands and all of that. We'll have a lot of time, y'all. Wait, what do you want to say? Oh, it's your father? Hi, Dad. One of the kids' fathers called her.
Wow.
So,
hey, Don Melton. How's the sound of Minister Jay?
We're excited about it. And I'll be going live. We're going to be talking about this and according to Romans 8 and 11. Because I always relate it to back to scripture, and then we relate it to like a song or whatever. So today we'll be relating it to Ty Tribbett's victory.
All right.
And also we'll be relating it to Romans 8 and 11. And we'll be talking about why it's important to have power and not feel defeated when they go into school and going through the different issues that they go through in school as young people, because I think the youngest one here right now is 5.
5 years old.
Right, 5. Blake is 5.
5 years old.
And the oldest one is 13. 16. That's here right now. So I have 5 through 16 in my house right now. And it's not even 3 o'clock. It's more that's on the way.
Wow.
And today we're ordering pizza, and we're just going to enjoy each other's fellowship and have a good time. So wow. To give to Chrissy's Kids, it is $BOOM, boom, BY, and CRYSTAL, boom by Crystal. They want to do a lot more talking, but I'm going to make them hold it. I'm going to make them hold it because we're going to, I see hands raised and all of that, but I'm going to make them hold it a little bit longer until we go live on Chrissy's Kids.
I got you.
And y'all can tune into that if you like. And just support, because we need support.
Need support. And I'm telling you something, y'all. Anyone that have children, anyone that plans to do anything with children, you need to call something for course, President CVJ, that will come back on you. I always tell folk all the time, if you're trying to get someplace and you're not there yet and someone is ahead of you, give to them. Treat them like you want to be treated. That's how I have become successful in ministry, because I served Pastor Lagarde Jr. for 10 years as his assistant, carried his coat, gave him money, spoiled him, because when I rose in power and came into power with authority, I expect them same individuals to come follow me. So what you cause for President CVJ, God will cause for you. So those watching, go to the app code $BOOM, BOOM, BYCRYSTAL, and it's on my Facebook page right now. If you can't remember that, you can cash at me, and I'll make sure Sister Christy gets it. So we want to pray for you today. May God meet every single need. May God watch over you. May God keep you. Pray God strengthen you and give you team workers. I claim a team to help you out, Sister Christy. Other adults will come and work with you to give you strength. Pastor Sharon, our assistant, senior, you mean pastor. Yes, pastor. I'm sorry, messenger. Yeah, pastor. You can also associate to Pastor McDuffie, Dallas on Pastor Michael 7, and I'll make sure she gets it. So everybody can give today in some form and fashion. Don't Don't sit around and watch someone work ministry and you're not there. You can sow a gift of 50, 20, 100 and help out this great thing that Sister Chrissy, my president, and she's holding Project Takeover down, doing it through, of course, Chrissy Kids, Boom Ministries. So proud of her. Thank you, Pastor Sharon, for assisting. Thank you, Minister Danielle. And, of course, my wife is watching, Minister Jay. Let me tell you something. We're moving, man. We're doing great ministry all over the country and nation. So, Chrissy, thanks for calling in. God bless you.
Thank you for having me, and have a great afternoon.
Okay. All right. God is good. Hold on. Hold on. All right, we back. Now, I did that because I'm trying to show you that these are the type of ministries and people I'm raising up in this hour. And God gave me the number 318. You mean Lagarde Jr., you said Lagarde. Well, senior. I'm sorry. Yeah, not junior, senior. Junior is like my little brother. Senior is the one that that trained me for 10 years at Church of Love, 1986 through 1996. But this is such a key here. The key that I'm showing you is that when you put faith in Christ and faith in the system of the kingdom, God will use you mightily. God will use you, but you can't fluctuate according to partisan politics. And you can't fluctuate and come up with that dumb saying, people saying that he walking in his truth. You don't have your own truth. He's walking in his truth. What do you mean? What does that mean? Your truth? You create your own truth? Really? You create your own truth? He's walking in his truth. Your truth is a lie if it doesn't line up with Christ's truth. So you can talk all that mess about his truth or her truth. That's not no truth. That's what you want to do. Don't say dumb stuff. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And when you follow Christ in the kingdom, that's when stuff break through. When you go to Hebrews 10, I'm going to begin to close because I got less than 5 minutes. He says in chapter 10, verse 30, that he will pay your enemies back. The Hebrew writer tells the Jewish Christians, if you don't quit on Christ and go back to the old movement, God will come on the scene and God will take care of your enemies. He will judge them. He'll take care of them. So deal with a little bit of the persecution and the affliction and folks talking about you, writing articles about you, dogging your name out, talking mean things about you. Don't retaliate. Love on them, pray for them, and keep on going. Because there come a time when God will work on your behalf. And sometimes God will turn your enemies to your friends. Sometimes God will move folk out the way. Sometimes God will allow things to happen to people. I've seen God whip my enemies over and over. I'm talking about whip them good, man. Whip them good. And you know, they'd be like, Pastor Mike, I keep dreaming about you. I bet so. You talking about you're so nasty. You're so mean to me. That's why my face keeps showing up in your dream world. God knows how to take the face of you and put it in the dream world of your enemies. That's what God does if you put faith in Christ and the kingdom. And he says in verse 31 of chapter 10 of Hebrews, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. That means that you keep on messing with God's people. You're going to fall into the hands of a living God that's angry. And who tells God what to do? You can't tell God what to do. I'd rather have the devil mad at me than God. I mean, who going to soothe God's anger? And he's telling the Jewish Christians, don't you quit and go back to the old movement because there's nothing to go back to. Put your faith in Christ and the kingdom and stick with it. And he tells them in verse 22, he says, but call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions. Partly while you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while you became companions of them that were so used. For you have compassion of me and my bonds, Paul's talking, and take joyfully the spoiling of your goods. They took away your stuff. They stopped paying you. They stopped supporting you. They're attacking you. They're coming against you. Knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Verse 35, cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. Listen to me, y'all. This is before Hebrews 11. Don't cast away your confidence, which have a great recompense of reward. But you got to stick with it. And this is what some of y'all need today in verse 36 before you get to Hebrews 11, verse 1. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, fulfilled the will, stuck with it long enough, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, what's this? For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Then he goes, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, I read Hebrews chapter 10 in its entirety, and here's the point I'm making, and I might do part two to this later. I'm showing you that this thing we call name it and claim it, stab it and grab it, claim a house, claim a heart, claim a car, claim a husband, claim a wife, claim money, claim a winning ticket off the lotto. That faith scripture in Hebrews 11 verse 1 is attached to Hebrews chapter 10. And this, what he's talking about is keep your faith and your commitment to Christ and the kingdom. Don't walk away from the truth and create your own truth and say something dumb like I'm walking in my truth. You don't have no truth. Your truth have to line up with God's truth. If God's word says one thing and you live a lifestyle that's contrary to God's truth, you're living a lie and telling folks you got the truth. That's not how it works, baby. That's not how it works. I gave you this because if you don't understand this, you're going to be duped, hoodwinked, and tricked by the enemy. I'm telling you, go to the Cash App, $PastorMichael7, and sow seed into these ministries. Whether it's Pastor McDuffie, whether it's Sister Crystal, release a seed today and start worrying about what other folks are doing. You know what you stand in need of. You want a breakthrough. You want God to bless you. You want to show the Lord you stick with the kingdom. Release your gifts into the kingdom of God. We got Prophetess Ellie Wait Watch, one of my spiritual mom, one of the most faithful and accurate prophets I met in my life, and that's Mother Ellie Wait. Love her. Love her to life. Her and her whole family. God bless her son, and the works of her hands. And may God keep her strong. And I pray that God continue to age her gracefully and keep her young looking. God bless you, Mother Wait. And just keep us in your prayers. Now, I got to begin to close out because we're coming to the end of our broadcast. But what I'm showing you here, how many time I got coming out? 4 minutes. I got 4 minutes. Tomorrow morning at 9:30, we have a regular church service, 9:30. Hopefully, we'll be done by 11:30. I do have a special church service at 12 o'clock with Will and Grace Ministries over at 2 o'clock, 12 to 2. And at 3 o'clock, I have an engagement with my wife and my family. But I'm trying to show you that we're not playing around. We took our faith and we place it into the kingdom of God. Thank you. All right. We place it in the kingdom of Christ and God, and we can't let go and we can't quit. And woe be to your enemies who fight you, because God have a way of getting rid of your enemies. He either save them, turn them into friends, or God can remove them. And I watch God do both. I got to go. I didn't have 4 minutes. I thank you for listening and watching, of course, www.mikebroadcastddv.com, and also watching Mike Live. I got to go. Everybody go to the Cash App. Sow a seed now. Don't think. Just move. Everybody move. Do it. And if you bless me, I bless Sister Crystal. Come on, y'all. God bless you. Love you. Got to go.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.